is just bizarre. Mm-hmm. So these.
Yeah, I've seen some things that look like they belong out east.
Well, it's an Eastern influence, but what they are, they're like the House of Seven Gables. It seems like they try to put every little form and shape on a house and shrink it down to an Alice in Wonderland scale. Hmm. These should be, you out here in the west side, and you'll see all these houses. They're stucco with Spanish tile, but they've got roof projections and little awnings and overhangs and as many. The thing is, I grew up in the era of less is more in mm-hmm. architecture. I met Mies van der Rohe, and that was my style of training, and it was supposed to be simple and direct. And it seems like now they're trying to put as much gingerbread on a structure as they can to try to make it like it's so many different parts. It's okay if it's the Versailles Palace or something, but when you shrink it down to a 60-foot residential lot, it's a very bizarre and awkward-looking thing. Mm-hmm. And they're mostly two stories, which is, of course, an Eastern influence. Don't seem to me these rambling ranch style things.
And this style of house, did you design your own house?
Yes, I designed this one.
Neat.
Well, I didn't have any more money than anybody else, so it's really basically a builder's home, but it's mm-hmm. arranged the way I like it. And we've been here for 28 years. Mm-hmm. And my wife keeps trying to update every time, you know, new kitchen, new carpets, new drapes, that kind of thing.
Continuous.
Yeah, I spent more money keeping this house up or exchanging it than I did originally building it.
Wow. But, anyway. Now, what's your religion?
I'm a Presbyterian. I'm not a very good one. I'm active in the church, mm-hmm. but I'm just not a real religious person.
Which means you don't go to church every Sunday, is that it? Or?
That's true. Actually, what I've been doing is I go the first of the month to serve communion because I'm an elder and I'm active right now. I've been an elder for four or five different times sessions, and so I'm back on the board, and they have people that don't know how to handle this, and I'm an old man. I know how to do it for years, so mm-hmm. they serve communion on first Sunday of the month. Mm-hmm. Do you? I don't know what.
Well, I'm Episcopal, so.
You're Episcopal. Well, you all drink a little more than we do. So. Episcopalians take communion up at the front with your mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. your
yeah, like,
palms folded. Yeah, and you put the mm-hmm. wafer in your mouth, and mm-hmm. then you get to drink from the same cup. But mm-hmm. I guess we're a little more sanitary. We serve in trays, mm-hmm. Little like croutons that the deacon, the ladies make them up before these trays, mm-hmm. and then we have the communion trays for the little cups that we put grape juice in. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I think that's much better. I have not gone sometimes to Christmas services because I was afraid to get sick.
Well, Methodists go down to the communion rail, and Episcopalians do, and you have to have a pretty large area for it to serve communion. In the Presbyterian Church, we serve it in the pews like passing a collection plate. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot harder when it's just a scattering of people, which is the way things are now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, for what that's worth, I'm a sixth generation Presbyterian, and I don't know whether to be proud of it or not. We're the Scotch-Irish that pioneered mm-hmm. Texas, and my Henry side of my family and some others have been here since before Texas was a state. Mm-hmm. But they came from Alabama. But I'm kind of a student of Texas history, just as a hobby. Mm-hmm. But they were